This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Explosions caused by a car bomb and mortars outside a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday killed at least 55 people and wounded more than 150. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Dozens were killed in multiple blasts at a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday, with many more injured. Officials say the victims were mostly female students coming out of school. Kabul has been on high alert since Washington announced plans last month to pull out all US troops by September 11, with Afghan officials saying the Taliban have stepped up attacks across the country. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, which Afghan President Ashraf Ghani blamed on the insurgent Taliban. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement and condemned the incident.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday as tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers prayed at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque on Islam's holy night of Laylat al-Qadr. Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City gates as officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannon to repel them. At least 53 people were injured, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. Israeli police said at least one officer was hurt. Tensions have mounted in the city throughout the Muslim holy month of Ramadan amid growing anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from Jerusalem homes on lands claimed by Jewish settlers. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union and India agreed Saturday to restart their negotiations on a bilateral free trade deal 8 years after their first attempt failed and as both sides seek alternatives to China. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke via video conference to EU leaders attending a summit of the bloc in Portugal, where the two sides announced what they called a pivotal moment in their relations by agreeing to resume talks. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said 17 EU countries have provided more than 100 million euros of pandemic aid to India, including oxygen generators, medicines and ventilators, and were ready to send more.
And we assured the Prime Minister of our solidarity and the support with all what is needed at the moment, being from oxygen generators to medicines and ventilators.
6 years of talks produced no agreement the last time they tried, with issues such as vehicle parts and duties on wine and spirits thwarting an agreement. The operator of a pipeline that transports fuel across the U.S. East Coast says it's been the victim of a ransomware cyber attack. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Colonial Pipeline did not say what was demanded or by whom, but ransomware attacks typically involve criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment to release it. The company's temporarily halted all pipeline operations. Colonial Pipeline transports gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil from refineries primarily located on the Gulf Coast through pipelines running from Texas to New Jersey, roughly 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast. The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the situation, and the federal government is working with state and local authorities to mitigate any potential supply issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Singer-songwriter Lloyd Price, an early rock and roll star and enduring maverick whose hits included such up-tempo favorites as Lottie Miss Claudie, Personality, and Stagger Lee, has died. Price died Monday at a long-term care facility in New Rochelle, New York, of complications from diabetes, according to his wife, who told the Associated Press on Saturday. Lloyd Price was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in 1998 and was among the last survivors of a post-World War II scene in New Orleans that anticipated the shifts in popular music and culture leading to the rise of rock and roll. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.